Barry Williams Drive.
Well, one of the fugitive killers of Sir Peter Blake has been captured by police in Brazil after more than 15 years on the run. José Cardoso was one of the Amazon pirates jailed over Sir Peter's killing in December 2001. He vanished after being sentenced to 32 years in prison. Mark Orams was the onboard scientist for the tragic Amazon expedition. He left a couple of weeks before Sir Peter was killed, and Mark Orams is with me. Mark, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good afternoon, Larry.
What did you think when you heard the news of the arrest this morning?
To be honest, I'd even forgotten that that this man had escaped. I suppose the first reaction is, well, I'm glad that he's been caught and I'm glad that justice has been done, because it doesn't matter who ends up in this situation. They should pay the consequences of their actions.
I think, so he got 32 years. There was another guy that was put in jail, but he has been released. Am I right or wrong on that?
Yeah, there were six of them, and it depended on sort of their involvement. The person who pulled the trigger got more than the other guys who just invaded the boat and held guns to the heads of the rest of the crew members and, took a few basically inconsequential items from onboard Seamaster.
Mm. What do you remember about that expedition and about the outpouring around the world when we heard that Sir Peter had been killed?
I remember this huge sense of mission and purpose that we had as part of Blake Expeditions, that we were going to change things. We were going to help the planet in a way that really needed some help, and that Peter was the guy to do that, that he was the next Jacques Cousteau, the Jacques Cousteau of my kids' generation. And so there was this huge sense of privilege, of mission, of purpose, of that we can do this. And so, there was the massive sense of loss and grieving, of course, when Peter was killed, particularly for Pippa and James and Sarah Jane, the children who were just teenagers at that point. And then there was this overwhelming sense of sadness about all the things that Peter had yet to achieve. He was only in his early 50s. He was somebody who had such enormous mana, talent, drive, determination, and somebody for whom all of us really needed that kind of leadership for the future of our planet.
Do you think that the pirates actually didn't recognise who Peter was, and if they had he wouldn't have been killed?
Oh, I don't know if the latter would be true, Larry, but certainly they had no idea. I mean, they just a bunch of river rats, they call them there in the Amazon, and they just saw a big boat at anchor and saw an opportunity to try and gather a bit of cash and whatever they could steal from on board. So, when Peter ended up challenging them and he ended up losing his life as a consequence, I don't think they had any idea of the significance of their actions at that point.
And what about you? So you left, 2 weeks earlier. Do you often think about that? You could have been on board?
I did for a while afterwards, but I don't any longer. I mean, I choose to think about all of the great things that Peter did, and I try to, honour his memory by taking some of those attributes and doing the best I can to try and make a difference. So, my overwhelming sense when I think back about the times that I spent with Peter Blake is one of gratitude. I'm just grateful that I had the opportunity to spend the time with that great New Zealander. That's my overwhelming emotion.
And he was a great New Zealander. And you've got this group called Blake's Mates. What's that about?
Oh, it's very much just an informal kind of group, Larry, where once a year we get together, more often than that, but we have a tradition of every first Friday of December that we get together at Peter's Old Yacht Club at Devonport Yacht Club. We have a few drinks together and we tell a few stories and we just sort of, I guess, share the camaraderie that comes from being a very privileged group of people who've had the chance to sail with a great man either around the world or on Seamaster or in other capacities. And, it's kind of a special but very informal
group. What do you think Sir Peter would make of the wrangling over America's Cup bases happening right now in Auckland? Because he was instrumental, wasn't he, in the development of the viaduct?
Yeah, he was, Larry. I think he'd have a huge sense of deja vu because when he led Team New Zealand to win the Cup and bring it to New Zealand in 1995, there was an enormous amount of similar kind of wrangling about what we should do, where we should host it. And Peter was determined that this America's Cup defence in 2000 was going to be a catalyst for something that would last long beyond the Cup itself in terms of its tenure in Auckland. which ended up being relatively short in the end. And so, you know, the Viaduct Harbour that we have now is that legacy. And Peter fought really hard for that. And it was hugely controversial at the time. There was similar kinds of debates about how much it would cost and who was responsible and who would make what out of it. So I think he would kind of think, well, this is the same thing all over again. But what I'd sort of remind Aucklanders in particular, and many of us have forgotten, is what that viaduct basin was like before it was rejuvenated to what it is now. And, you know, it was the sort of place you didn't want to go after dark. It was really, you know, a horrible and poorly lit and quite suspect sort of location. And now it's just this vibrant hospitality precinct that it's a fantastic legacy of the Cup being here that last time.
Yeah, that's the last time was that 2000, did you say? So it was a year before his death. It was the last time I spoke to him. He was in charge of Team New Zealand. Yeah.
Yes.
Down at the base, actually. It doesn't sound like Team New Zealand want a bar of this Wynyard Point, does it, with the bases there? What do you make of that?
Well, I think that one of the things I'm pleased about is at least they've put forward an alternative rather than saying, oh, listen, this is rubbish. They've actually come up with what they think is a creative solution. And so I think that's constructive, so good on them. I'd just like to see us move forward. I understand there's a need to do the homework and there's lots of different opinions. But some certainty is important soon so that we have the confidence for the international teams who are wanting to come and base themselves here. And this is not just in 2021 when the Cup's going to be. Of course, they want to base themselves here for years beforehand. And as a consequence, we reap the benefits of that. So it's important that we get this across the line and decisions made soon.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it. That is Mark Orams, an old crewmate of Sir Peter Blake, and he wrote the biography, Blake Leadership. It is now 4:18.